Hello, everyone. Welcome to Joshua Live. This is Gary Temple Bodley. Today is July 10th, 2020. And I want you to note that date because today everything has changed. I got a download last night from Joshua, and I now understand things in a brand new way. I want to talk to you about the true power that we have within us to channel the power that creates worlds, the universal energy, the force behind all creation. And I've been doing this work for a long time. I had my own idea of what this was, but because of this download I had last night, everything for me has changed. In fact, feels like I was reborn. Everything has changed because I have a new perspective. I now understand exactly what's going on with this power that creates worlds. Here it is. Essentially, this power must be channeled by humans towards something that the human thinks is fantastic, that's big, that's unbelievable, that's super impossible, that to get there requires every ounce of energy they have. And in that focus on the thing they want so much, in that they channel this energy to leverage the law of attraction, to bring everything they need when they need it. That's all about the journey from the point of this idea to the fulfillment of the idea, from the very beginning of the thought to the manifested majesty of it. Now, in order for this to be powerful and useful and purposeful, it has to be far greater than anything you think you can do. It has to be so far out there. Now, you've heard me say a lot, you've heard Joshua say a lot, that what you think you want is different than what you truly want. And so you can manifest anything. So imagine that you wanted a $10 million house. And for whatever reason, you thought this house, if I can find my way to getting this house, this would just be the most incredible thing. You might think that it would prove that you're worthy. And that desire to be fulfilled that way, to be seen as worthy by others, is going to move you so strongly in that direction that you will do whatever it takes. And you will feel good as you try all these new ideas and this stream of inspired thought comes to you, and you're acting and you're pushing past fear constantly, and you're doing things beyond anything anyone could ever imagine. And finally, you manifest this house, or you manifest this new business that's successful, or you manifest something incredible, manifest some kind of achievement. And as long as you're focused on that thing, you're pulling that life force through you. And then everything is working and lining up for you. Now, what the opposite of that is not doing anything, not having any goals, not having any desire, not pushing yourself to do anything. In fact, trying to take it easy, trying to relax. What happens with that energy force is it's still created, but it's going to create the exact opposite of what you want. It's going to create for you a challenge that you will have to overcome. It's going to create divorce or lawsuits or all kinds of terrible things or illness. That's the easiest one, right? And so you see how our culture is set up in America and Western civilization, where we're thought that hard work and effort and sticking with it will pay off at the end, because in the end you can retire and move to Florida. And what happens when you move to Florida? Well, there's nothing to do. You play golf, you sit around, you've got nothing driving you forward. And so a disease has to come, or something has to come, something has to fall apart. And in that falling apart, you now have something that you have to live for, right? You have to overcome that disease, overcome whatever it is. It's always creating. You're either consciously channeling this towards something you want, or you're unconsciously allowing that energy to rear itself up in your life in a way that you will have to overcome a challenge. Now, so I think a real good example of this is Navy SEALs, right? To get in that program, you have to be the best of the best. And to achieve being selected into that rare group is something you can be proud of. And so guys go into this and they really give their all, and they will overcome so much suffering and struggling to get that thing. And as they are doing it, they're feeling good because they feel like I'm contributing, I'm pushing forward, I'm doing more than I ever thought I could do. And I get to this place where I get achievement. And now we're going to be deployed, and we're going to go use our skills in the service of our country. And so they go there, and whatever happens, happens. And then they come back home, and what do they have? They have PTSD. Because not because they're all shocked by what happened, you know, this is just my thought here, but because they don't have that driving force that they've been pushing forward and pushing forward and pushing forward and pushing forward that whole time. They don't have all the fun stuff that goes along with all that, you know, that great body, those comrades that were like brothers to them. That's all been taken away and they have nothing to focus on. And so they get depressed. They get depressed because they have been channeling that energy for so long and now there's nowhere to channel it. Think about what's going on with COVID right now. You know, everyone was pretty focused in this country on productive stuff and whatever they were doing, whether that was actually a passion or just their job that they had. And a lot of us got left, you know, with not that same kind of energy. We're sort of saying, we're taking a break now because of this thing. And that's okay for a little bit, but we have to realize that we can't survive like that. There has to be something that's calling us forward. Now, think about what's calling you forward. Are you dreaming of some big dream, some impossible dream that you want to do? It doesn't even matter if it's just to prove your worthiness, because as long as you're getting there and moving in that direction, you can feel that power going through you, and you'll use all of that stuff as an excuse to feel good. You'll be high vibrating. You'll be going with the flow. You'll be receiving inspiration. You'll be pushing past fear and acting on inspiration. That is the driving force. Now, if it was something that was like your passion, can you see how that is different? It's something that you're exploring. You want to get really good at this. You're super interested in the subject. It's like me for poker. When I first got into poker, I just sat down at a table. There was maybe 100 people in the tournament, and I was the first one to leave. And I was so embarrassed. And my manifestation event was that they said, "See open," which means that someone just got knocked out. And I was the first person to stand up in that whole room, and everyone looks to see who's the first person out. And it was me. And I vowed that I would come back again and I would do a little bit better next time and a little bit better next time. And that 7-year journey ended up where I was player of the month many times and runner-up player of the month many times. And I had all these friends and I was using what I knew about the law of attraction to manage my emotions and to look at the positive aspects of everything. But even that journey was really a journey of trying to prove my self-worth. Look at me, I'm a winner. Look at me, there's articles about me and I have a standing and you can see my, and everyone's admiring me and I'm winning money, you know? And so that was really ego gratifying. And it was really, really, really hard. I had to do tons of stuff to be really successful in that. I had to watch videos and read books and come day in and day out and try new things and look foolish trying those new things and having people laugh at me and then figuring something out and then winning. Oh, it was so unbelievably great. But every day I got knocked out of some tournament, right? Every day something gut-wrenching happened. Negative emotion was so intense when I got knocked out and I kept coming back. And so I learned to live with that negative emotion and understand that that's part of this process. And because I was passionate about it, I was driven. Now, here I am in 2020 and I am a spiritual leader and teacher and I have to go through the same process of who am I to be a spiritual leader and teacher? And, you know, I got a few people listening and I got some people joining the boot camp and I got my bills paid and all that. And things are going good and I'm happy and I really appreciate my house and this town and Tracy and all that stuff. And things are great, right? But there's nothing driving me. There's nothing driving me because I was taking it easy. I was appreciating and I was letting the universe guide me. And the universe did guide me. And they guided me to a place where I got to know what my limiting beliefs were. I got to know where I was holding back. I got to know all about myself. Now, that's a scary journey to learn about your limiting beliefs and to understand where you picked those up and to know why you're feeling negative emotion and why you think that you're worthy and why you think you need other people to approve of you and why you get shy in front of people and all that stuff, because we want people to accept us so bad. We want that so bad. But that is based in believing that how you feel is caused by the outside conditions. So now I understand that how I feel is caused by how I perceive myself. And if I perceive myself as, okay, I can live in this nice house and I can have these friends and things are going good and I can drive that old Escalade out there, that's just fine. I don't need more than that. And I'm satisfied with the 150 people or so who have gone through the boot camp in the last year and a half. That's great. And yeah, COVID came through. And so things are a little bit slow and they'll pick back up. Or I can say to myself, no, I'm going to change the world. I'm literally going to change the world. I'm going to impact the lives of millions. That's what I'm going to do. And that journey is not easy. I understand that because I'm going to have to push past a lot of my fear. I'm going to have to think about myself differently. I'm going to have to go on this really hard journey, really hard. Imagine all the work I'm going to have to do. Imagine the late nights. Imagine all the calls. Imagine all that the processes I got to put in place. Imagine all that work ahead of me. Well, you can't. You can only imagine the step that's in front of you right now. What can I do right now? And so I got the inspiration to make this recording. This is Joshua Live, yet it's me, Gary. Oh, what will people think? Gary talking to Joshua Live? I don't want to hear Gary talk. I want to hear Joshua. Joshua's the wise one. Well, I get to show you how I figure something out. And maybe you'll think that's dumb, right? But I have to chance that. I have to chance that you might not like me because I had this inspiration and I'm just going to do it. I'm not editing this. I'm not even sending it to my editor. I'm not sending it to the programming guy. I'm just going to put this up on Podbean right now and it'll go to other places and it's going to be unedited. There's going to be no intro, no outro, no nothing. And there's going to be a lot of stuttering and a lot of ums and ups and who cares, right? I'm getting this out. I'm not making it perfect. I'm doing what I'm inspired to do in this moment. I'm creating something and I'm creating a bridge between you and your dreams. And that bridge is not to get that dream. This is the tricky part. When you get it, you'll want to destroy it because you'll have to have another dream. When you get it, you have to go for something even bigger, because if you are satisfied with that thing you got, well, then the chaos is going to ensue and you're going to start to rot and the universe is going to start to plan something for you because you're not driving that energy 24 hours a day. So what I've said to myself is I'm going to attract and share information and teach as many people as I can. I'm going to put a number to it at some point, figure out what that is, but I'll think about that a little bit more. It's going to be something big. And then I'm going to be inspired to do these big things. And every one of those big things, I'm going to feel fear. I'm going to feel like I can't do that, but I'm going to do it. I'm going to push past it and I'm just going to do it. And I'm going to say, hey, if it doesn't work out, I'll learn from it. And if it does work out, awesome. But I know that everything I truly want is on the other side of my fear. And when I get how many ever people, then I'm going to ask for another huge amount and go for that. And people are going to be attracted to this and they're going to help and all that stuff. And then I'm going to talk about my body. I want my body to be the best it can be. I want to show the love to this fantastic body that gets me around everywhere. And I want it to last. I wanted to be able to support me and my mission to reach other people. And so I was up in the morning, first time ever. I got up at 6:30. I got to the gym just before 7. I made myself stay there until 8. I had a goal for this month of being able to run a mile. If you know me, I can barely run a tenth of a mile right now. So I forced myself to run around that 1/9 mile track 3 times. With a break every in between, and it was pretty good. And I paid attention to how I was breathing and what the feeling was as I was running, and it was all fine. And sure, I was tired, and sure, I wanted to stop, and I just kept going. I have a goal to do a set of 10 100-pound squats. I hate squats. I hate it, but you know what? My knees need strength. My legs need to be a little thicker. I need to be able to walk. I need to be able to carry this body. And squats are something I hate doing. So that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to have a goal by the end of this month to do more squats. And I'm going to lose weight. I've been working my ass off to lose weight from 235 pounds. I got it down to 225. I got it down to 215. It took months and months and months and months and months. Came back from my trip. I was down this after working out to 207. I'm going to get down to 190 and see how that is. And you know how I'm going to do it? Because I'm going to say the things that I enjoy eating and drinking that are not serving this body, I'm going to suffer through not having that. Because I'd rather suffer through not having dessert or a beer or whatever than suffer through having this fat body that can't do what I am inspired to do. So I'm focusing on my spiritual journey in my work, in my body, in my relationship, in every single area of my life. I'm creating everything to support it. I'm paying off all my debt. I'm paying off all my bills. I could go ahead and not pay all these bills that I had from the crash. I'm going to pay that. And that's scary because it's a lot, right? How am I going to come up with that money? Well, it's going to be hard. It's going to be really hard, but I'm going to make this commitment to do it. So think about this now. Think about this society. Think about Elon Musk. He's got all those things going. He sleeps in the factory floor. He makes promises. He gets thrilled when the rocket works and all these things happen. He's the side effect is money, right? But he can't go on that. He has to keep going more and pushing further because he knows he will atrophy if he doesn't. And then look at so many people who are living here who are overweight. They're trying just to get by. They're not really doing anything. They're not pushing themselves. They're not making sacrifices. They're not suffering in the creation of a desire. They're suffering in the side effects of having no desire. They're trying to make life as easy as possible. They're maybe working hard till they retire, go to Florida, play golf for a couple of years, get some disease and die, you know? We have to be pushing forward. Well, this is going to sound like an ad. This is going to sound like an ad for the bootcamp. And so I didn't want it to, but I don't care. This is what it is. This is what we have now. But this bootcamp is going to be completely different. In the last bootcamps, I let people go through at their speed. I didn't have any demands on them. I thought this was a better way to do it. And it worked for a lot of people. It worked for all the people who actually did the work. When they took it on themselves to say, this is important to me, then the results are spectacular. And those people who said, I'll just throw the money in and see if it changes anything. Nothing really changed. Right. Makes sense now. Now I understand it. So this time I'm going to take 12 people. I'm going to take them hand by hand. I'm going to do the work with them. I'm going to show them how to do it. I'm going to expect them to do the work. And I'm going to have them see it. And I'm going to give them a graduation certificate only if they've done everything. And they will not get one until they've done it. And I'm going to make it a big deal. And I'm going to show them that it's going to be hard. But when they do it, when they go through those 8 weeks, their life will change. Like my life has changed now. I'm going to show them exactly how my life changed. Everything I look at now is different. Everything I look at now is different. This is going to be the last boot camp, I think. This is the message that I got. Boot camp 10 is it. It might be in some other form, but it's the last one that I'm going to do. So if you want to get into boot camp 10, the only way you can do it is send an email to GaryBodley@gmail.com. We're going to set up a time where we talk face-to-face on Zoom. I will understand where you're coming from. I will tell you about where I came from. I'll tell you what the boot camp is. I'll tell you what you can expect to gain from the boot camp, which is unbelievable change in your perspective. So much more clarity, so much better feelings, so much more realization of what your soul's purpose is, knowing what your passions are, understanding how to move towards those passions, knowing what it will take, knowing the sacrifices you'll have to make. It is so clear to me now. It took me 9 boot camps to figure this out. I got the download at 1:11 last night. I was woken up. I had this download. I look at my phone. It's 1:11. I know that I'm in alignment with this. And in this day, it's now what time? 1:15. I have done more in this day than I have done in the previous 4 months. And I will do more in the next week than the previous 2 years. And I'll do more in the next month, possibly, than in my whole life. And I can show you how to do the same thing too. But you have to have faith. You have to. This is it. If you have this desire, you have to have faith that you can get it. If you have this inspiration, you have to have faith that when you push past the fear, you will get a reward for acting on the inspiration. And when you get into the zone of just acting on inspiration and doing far more things than you ever thought you could do, and realizing that you're worthy of everything and that you do not need anyone else to approve of anything you do, and you cannot get their like, love, and respect by sitting around. You can't get it. And if you got it, what would they respect anyway, right? What is there really for them to like? You need to be this authentic version of who you are. And I can tell you, if you're interested in law of attraction, if you're following Joshua, if you're listening to this right now, if you haven't turned this off already, your true desire is to be an example of alignment that others can follow. And are you being an example that others will follow? Or are you just taking it easy like everyone else? If you haven't read Outwitting the devil talks about this thing that he uses to get the upper hand. And it's this thing called drifting. It's where people have no purpose. They have no desires. They have no goals. They have no thing pulling them forward. Okay. And they drift and they don't do anything. And then their children drift and their children's children drift. And they just go through life and they end up having serious challenges in their life. Serious challenges, but not the ones that they chose, the ones that the universe chose for them, because that's what this life is. It's finding out who you are, what you can do. And the challenge of building an empire or recovering from a natural disaster or, you know, whatever else there is to overcome, it's still a process, and it's the brilliance of this universe. It's the brilliance of physical reality. You are going to be taken on a journey, and that journey is going to need focus to get what you want, because without focus, the universe will put something in your path. I thought that was cruel when I was downloading this last night, but now I say this is how it has to be, because the universe is going to destroy anything that is not growing. Doesn't that make sense? Isn't that nature? The universe is going to destroy it. There's systems in place to destroy anything. And if you are not living fully aligned with your true purpose, doing what you want to do, I don't even care what that is, do what you want to do to get bigger, bolder, take the most you can out of this life. Well, you were like me when I lost everything. You were like me when I lost everything the first time. You were like me when I was satisfied. I'm not satisfied anymore. Things are going to change. Things are going to be unbelievable. And I want to bring you along with me. That is my purpose in life. And the only way I can do that is if you let me talk to you. Because if you let me talk to you, I can show you what I know and the decision will be easy. If you sit by in fear and not act on the inspiration just to call me, why would you not call me? Why would you not schedule an appointment with me? It doesn't make any sense, right? It does not make any sense. I don't get it. Why would you be afraid of talking to me? I'm fun to talk to. I've got some interesting things to say. I will see in you your potential, and I will share that with you. I have that ability. And every single person who has talked to me on these one-on-one calls that we have about the bootcamp has enjoyed it. And I've sent it to them and they watch it over sometimes. This is nothing to be afraid of. But if you can't push past the fear to talk to me, then what use is the bootcamp going to be for you? So I hope that you receive this in love as it is intended. I love you all. And I hope you call. Have a wonderful day. Bye, all.